News Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause. I'm in for Jim Richards. He'll be back in a week. I'm here Tuesday through Friday next week. And then after that, Jim is all yours. Now, I've got a story for you that I've been wanting to tell you ever since I read about the way that Craig Elston spent Christmas. And it was not the Christmas that he expected. Cast your mind back to last Friday. You saw on the news, very likely, I mean, a lot of cities were affected by extreme weather. Buffalo, New York got hit very, very hard. Whiteout conditions. More than two dozen people were killed. Some froze to death in their cars trying to get home. It was a terrible, terrible situation. But in the midst of all of that, there are these inspirational stories that have popped up and come up. And Craig Elston is one of those stories. I have him on the line right now. Craig Elston is the owner of CNC Cuts Barbershop in Buffalo, and he joins me now. Craig, how are you?
I'm pretty good. At work.
Yeah. Well, I can hear. Are those your customers in the background?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I wanted to talk to you ever since I read your story. So last Friday, you're looking out the window and you see the storm coming. It's getting bad out there. And then someone came in your shop and said, hey, I want a haircut. And you said, okay, well, come on in and get a haircut. And then the storm got worse. And what happened after that?
Yeah, really, it was just me and a client, and it was somebody knocking on the door. It was an Arabic guy. He was knocking on the door, and as he was knocking on the door, I seen that he had, like, his hands was kind of, like, discolored. His face was discolored. He was extremely cold, and I let him in, and it kind of started from there.
And overall, you just kept letting people in, and over the course of the day, how many people did you have in your shop?
Like I tell, you know, all the news, you know, all the reporters and news anchors that I speak with, I tell them that it's just a rough estimate, but anywhere from, you know, 40 to 50 came through the shop.
Wow.
And probably, you know, 20 to 25 slept overnight.
Wow. And so that was not how you planned on spending Christmas.
Oh, not at all. I mean, not at all, but it was, you know, one of my clients that, you know, he showed me a picture of a guy on Bailey and Kensington here in Buffalo laid in the snow dead.
And that must have, I mean, obviously you're going to help people if you can, but that must have really just broken your heart when you saw that.
Yes, it did. And, you know, what's kind of funny now is that that same client is in the chair getting cut by me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was that the buzzers that I just heard in the background?
No, that's the other brother.
That's the guy. And tell me how you look after that many people, the 25 that slept over, but there were many more that came through between 40 and 60. You were giving out socks. You had food for people. Tell me a little bit about where did the food come from? Was it just vending machine food? How did you feed these people?
Well, it was a store that was close by that was open because they were stranded in the store. So it was people that was going to the store for me, and they was just getting what they could, what was available. So, and then, you know, vending machine stuff, like, you know, it was Slim Jims and the vending machine.
Yeah.
Right. It's just whatever we could put together, you know.
And you also were giving out socks. How did you happen to have a lot of socks kicking around the barbershop?
Well, you know how it is. You know, every community barbershop, you have people that come in to the shop that sell stuff.
Right, yeah.
You know, we buy T-shirts, we buy socks. So a lot of times when they come in here with the socks, I might buy like 10 packs of socks a time.
Right.
So I just throw them in the back, and if I need some fresh socks, I got fresh socks. But it ended up coming in handy because just who would have knew a storm like this would have came?
Yeah.
It was just a, like, I parked my car in front of the shop, and I couldn't see my car from the window, and the window was about 10 feet from the shop.
So, wow.
Yeah, you can't, like, it was a complete whiteout, high winds. When I went out there to help somebody, I went out there to try to help somebody. I couldn't even do that because, like, I almost, man, didn't make it back to the shop.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When I got back to the shop, I had to knock on the door because my hands was kind of froze just from being out there for, like, 10 minutes. I couldn't even open the handle of the door.
Wow.
I had to knock on the door so somebody opened the door for me. It was real out there.
Had you ever experienced anything like that before? I mean, we live, I'm in Toronto, you're in Buffalo. We're used to big snowstorms and that kind of thing. But had you ever experienced anything like that before?
Not even remotely close.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's happening inside? So you've got people, they're all strangers, I guess. Maybe a few of them would know one another, but they're mostly strangers. Did a kind of Christmas camaraderie form between everybody?
You know, like I said, we sat here and we watched the game. And, you know, we watched a couple movies, but the only person that I really knew was my client.
Right.
And I'm cutting him as we do this interview. he came back in for a haircut. So.
Well, now that you're famous, I hope you're charging people more for your haircuts.
Man, you know, everybody keeps saying that, you know, I'm famous. I just feel like I was doing the right thing out to do, like just to open the business up to the community.
Yeah. And you got the word out through social media. So I guess you went on your Instagram and just said, listen, if you're stuck and you can get here, I'll help look after you.
Yes.
And like, what made you think of doing that? I know you just want to try and help people, but what made you think of going online?
It just was a... honestly, like I said, my client that's sitting in the chair now getting a haircut... He came to me with a picture and said, yo, bro, look at this. And it frightened me. It was the scariest thing I ever seen, to see a man frozen to death.
Yeah.
And at that point, I said, yo, bro, I got to open up the shop. And he was like, man, well, you know. And it just went from there.
And what has the reaction been now that I would assume the snow has been mostly cleared away, things are getting a little bit back to normal. What's the reaction been?
It's just been crazy.
Yeah.
The whole experience has been overwhelming because a lot of people lost their lives.
Yeah.
A lot of people lost their lives. So, you know what I mean? Like, all I could do is just try to help as much as I can by opening up the business. Everybody that's, you know, asking me questions, like I said, I don't consider myself a hero.
Yeah.
It's, you see people out here dying, and I'm in heat, and I got heat and I got lights. I mean, the common sense thing to do is to, you know, try to help people.
Yeah, well, Craig, you not only help people, but you probably saved some lives there in Buffalo during the storm. Thank you so much for talking to me. It's been a real pleasure for me to meet you on the radio. I think you're a hero.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. That was Craig Elston, owner of CNC Cuts Barbershop in Buffalo. If you can hear us in Buffalo, go for a haircut right now. He's there. He's cutting hair. And he's a good guy, and he helped a lot of people during one of the worst snowstorms in that part of the country. Stay with me. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. You're listening to News Talk Tonight.